from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tyler, you know who I'm a fan of. You know who the football team is that I live and die with. All of you do. The Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm right jealous. Now, they are, I would say, the gold standard of the NFL right now. They are the team that's on top that people are chasing. And I do this all the time. And I tell myself, all right, I look around the league and I say, who scares me? I'm sure Texans fans do that, but like Astro fans, you have been on the top, so you know how this feels. And it, well, not A&M, but other fan bases around here have had great success that knows what it feels like to be at the top. Like, you do this yourself. All right, who scares you? And I've been asking myself the question, Tyler, do the Houston Texans scare me? As a Chiefs fan, as a team at the top, that's trying to do something that no team has ever done before, win 3 straight Super Bowls, do the Houston Texans scare me?
The arrow's pointed up.
I will tell you this, Tyler. The team at the very top that scares me on a scale of 1 to 10 to a 10 is the Cincinnati Bengals. Joe Burrow scares the hell out of me.
Oh, yeah. I think that is very fair. Very fair fear.
Their team, there's no fear from that team towards the Chiefs. They scare me.
Burrowhead.
The Buffalo Bills, 4. Josh Allen can sometimes win games on his own, but for some reason, when a game matters, they just can't beat the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens, 6, 7, 6, probably a 6. Somebody's going to mess up. But I've been asking myself, the Texans, do they scare me? If the Bengals are a 10 and the Bills are a 4, Tyler, what do you think the Texans are? For me as a Chiefs fan, at the top, where do you think?
The Bengals are a 4. What was the other one?
The Bengals are a 10. The Bengals at the very top, they scare the hell out of me.
Who'd you have as a 4?
I think the Bills are a 4. Yeah. I've got the Ravens at like a 6. The Niners, 9. The Niners, 9. The Niners, with all of their talent, scare me.
Texans. In your mind?
In my mind, you think the Texans scare me?
I think they might, but not. I think you probably got them at about a 7.
Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah?
That's really close.
Hell yeah.
That's really close.
I'll take that.
We'll have to see. It's a bit incomplete. C.J. Stroud scares me. I think. I say I think because the Jalen Hurts thing.
Are we going to give you your flowers?
Jalen Hurts coming into last year scares the hell out of me. And really? Then Jalen Hurts. Then we saw him after the Super Bowl. I said, this dude here, man. After the Super Bowl that they played the Chiefs in, I was like, ooh, this Jalen Hurts dude. Like, he got in the game, the biggest game, and I don't think he outplayed Mahomes, but he played right there with him. His stats were better. It scared me. Then he came back the next year after everybody got tape and film on him, and then he didn't look the same. So CJ scares me because CJ Stroud straight up has that. He's got that Mahomes in him.
God bless, brother.
And when I say Mahomes, I'm not saying the talent, but to the late, great Therese Paylor, what he would say is CJ Stroud has the over my dead body game.
Ooh, I love that.
Where against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, over my dead body, you're going to win this game.
One of my favorite games
against
of last
the
season.
Cincinnati Bengals, over my dead body, you're going to win this game.
You're getting me hyped,
he's got,
bro.
Like, he's got, so I'm just saying, he's Let's got go. Some of that to where I would say if there was a game that mattered and it was the fourth quarter and it was close, I would not be feeling comfortable against C.J. Stroud.
Let's start the season right now, bro. I'm getting hyped
in here. D'Amico scares me. D'Amico and his mind, teams that have given the Chiefs trouble are not really teams that have great players defensively, but really have great game plans.
H-Town,
because Mahomes and Andy can kind of sniff through players and find ways to, but guys like Lou Anarumo, I'm sure I'm blowing that last name, but he is the Bengals defensive coordinator. He has given them a lot of problems. And I think D'Amico has the chance to look at and put together a game plan the way he did in that first half against the Ravens, where he shut their offense down. Now, it got away from him in the second half because they just quite ran the football and they just had too many dudes. But he's got some dudes now. D'Amico and CJ concerned me. Like, D'Amico and CJ, I could see in a game in the fourth quarter scaring me. So I would say 6-7. I'd say 6-7. I don't want to disrespect the Ravens because I know at any moment if Lamar Jackson decides, hey, I'm going to just be Lamar Jackson, like there's a potential to be in trouble.
100%.
But no, I just – C.J. Stroud looks like he is the game in the fourth quarter. You got that's an uneasy feeling. I don't feel that way with Josh. Like, I don't feel that way with Jared Goff. Like, I don't feel that way with other teams. But no, the Texans are there. The Texans, there is some fear. There are teams that I think people believe can make a run. I have no fear. Like, I have no fear of the Dallas Cowboys.
Hell no, nobody should.
Like, I have no fear of the Detroit Lions.
That one's
football.
A little more interesting.
They're a good football team. I'm just saying for the I don't envision Dan Campbell and Jared Goff beating Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
Yeah, Goff's a problem for me.
Like, I just don't envision those two. Like, I don't. Can I see the scenario where D'Amico and his defense beat C.J. Stroud and Bobby Slowick, who has been on his thing? I could see a fourth quarter getting tight.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.